What do we do about the Pittsburgh Pirates? By the way, you can call me at any time, express any of your thoughts on really any sports. I know the Pirates can be frustrating, and you might not have an answer, and maybe you want to talk about something else, or you can directly express your feelings within reason to me at 412-928-9370. You're also welcome to tweet me at callus_33. That's callas_33 on Twitter. And I get the phone number, 412-928-9370. I'm open to whatever at this point. Mostly whatever, again, within reason. You know, don't swear if you call me. Don't, you know, do anything crazy. But, you know, you can talk to me. You can express your frustrations. I know that there's a lot of mixed feelings. You might have a lot of mixed feelings about the Pirates. I have a lot of mixed feelings about the Pirates myself. Because they start a season so well. And you want to believe that there's hope. And then they do poorly. And they have a historically poor month. Where now they're resorting back to, well, not resorting, maybe retorting is the right word, I don't know. They are retreating back into 2021 form where they didn't win a series that entire year. If they don't win the next two games against the Giants, they're going to go from winning most of their series in April to not winning a single series in May. Ugh. Just tough. It's a hard pill to swallow just because they finished so strong. Or excuse me, they didn't finish. They started so strong, and now as the season progresses and a few injuries have taken a toll on the team, now they're struggling. We got a caller. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Jim.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the Pirates.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think we just got to be honest. It's just a disappointment, and it's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
They played well while it lasted, and everybody thought it was going to be more than what it was, but it wasn't. So I think everybody saw this coming, and it was nice, and now it's over.
Did you see April coming, Jim?
Honestly, I did not.
No.
That was a wonderful surprise.
So do you think it's more of a disappointment because they started so strong, or do you think why else would Pittsburgh fans be disappointed in the Pirates?
Everybody saw it in the pitching. The pitching had no depth. Once you get through Keller, there's no depth. There's no depth in the bullpen with the injuries. There's no depth with the starting rotation once you move through Keller.
No, I hear you.
We all know Rich Hill isn't going to last. Everybody who watches the game knows that. Once he gets over 30 pitches, his velocity goes down and his speed drastically goes down, and it's just BP all day.
No, but where's the disappointment coming from, Jim, is just my question. If we didn't expect them to do well and you didn't expect them to do well, where's the disappointment? And you saw and everybody can see where the pitching is. Where's the disappointment in this team?
When they lose 14-4. You see the game yesterday? They lost 14-4.
Oh, I saw it. I didn't want to repeat the score. Thanks for the call, Jim. I don't think they can be disappointing if you didn't expect them to do well this year. I think they can be disappointing if you had hope at the beginning of the season because they started 20-8. But I think that if you expected these things to happen, there shouldn't be any disappointment. And if you're frustrated about that, I don't know. I don't think there's a reason to be disappointed in the team unless you didn't see a collapse coming. So many people thought the Pirates weren't going to do well. I had more optimism. I said 84 games. But they were going to win, and I really thought, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I'm disappointed because I actually anticipated that they were going to have a season with 84 wins. They were going to be a respectable baseball team this year. But for any of you out there that did not expect them to do well, to say that you're disappointed to me doesn't make sense. Because you were pleasantly surprised by 1 month, and then they collapsed the next month. There's just no reason to be disappointed if you're a fan. And I wanted to address that too, because I call Twitter the endless rage machine, because it kind of is. I mean, it's where we express our feelings, sometimes more aggressively and, you know, harmfully than others. But, you know, I just start seeing these hashtags flying around. Fire Charrington, fire Shelton. And that's where kind of like, and I'm glad actually Jim brought up disappointment, because Why are we calling for the heads of two members of the Pirates organization when nobody anticipated that this team was going to come to fruition this season? That's what I don't understand. And it's just flying around now because, ooh, let's spread some controversy. Fire! Let's just do the simple thing. Fire the general manager. Fire the manager. Okay, then what? What do we do then? What's your master plan? It's easy to make a hashtag. It's easy to be just generally upset. Who next? If you're one of those believers out there that Charrington and Shelton should be fired, who's next? Tell me then. Who are they going to bring in that's going to know more about the team and the depth in the team immediately and is going to make an impact to prepare us for the anticipated success of 2024? I don't have an answer to that. And if you want to call and you want to answer that, you can. 412-928-9370. You can call like Dave from Delmont is right now. Go ahead, Dave. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in. I'm disappointed because I knew they were going to be bad. I mean, that's just how it is.
Okay.
But you think that they could start playing better than like a little league or a you know, a team that's 14 or 15 years old. I mean, why would you leave second base with one out when there was a fly out? I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
They're making bad plays. They're making dumb errors. I mean, it's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
And yet they signed Shelton to an extension. The thing that he can do is clean up the mental mistakes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even do that.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate the call. I can get on board with that. It's one thing when you know that the other teams on the field have better talent than you. You know, and the team fights hard and does most of the fundamentals correctly. I get that. I hear that. And that is a valid reason to be disappointed. So, Dave from Delmont, I'll clap it up real quick. Good call. Good call. Because you can be disappointed in how they're playing the games, and that's fair. Shelton can help influence some of those mental mistakes. I do believe that as a manager, you should have that influence. You should have that awareness to guide your team to make the best decisions. Dave, unfortunately, he was signed to an extension around the time that April was ending, and they were 20-8. So, you know, that's just the reality of the situation, is that he was doing well and they gave him an extension based on a month of success. Now, to be disappointed in how they're playing, though, I mean, they lost 14-4, rough game against the San Francisco Giants. They are on the brink of not winning a series in May. It's just a rough time. It's a rough time, and that's a good reason to be disappointed. 14-4 loss. They lost 2 of 3 to the Mariners previously. Again, they haven't won a series yet in May. So if you want to be disappointed in the immediate play on the field, I'm fine with that because they do make a lot of errors. They've gotten too aggressive on the base paths. They have not really protected base runners and really appreciated the value of having runners on base. Now, I will say this, though. I was pleasantly surprised in the series against the Mariners because I know so many people were upset because the Pirates weren't hitting home runs, and then Hayes homered and Sawinski's gone on a tear. Santana had a home run in that series against the Mariners. So did McCutchen. So they seemed to respond to the feedback, whether intentional or not. They responded to the feedback of not having power by just bombarding the Mariners with home runs. Now, if you want to go and try to dismantle my argument a little bit, you could say, well, that was only in one game. And you know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It was just one game. They responded immediately, and then the next two games, yeah. I mean, one of those two games was lost in extra innings, so they let one slip by them. The game before that was a blowout. So I can understand where you're disappointed as fans because now they've lost another blowout to the San Francisco Giants, a team that's toward the bottom of the NL West. I mean, for crying out loud, two of the Mariners ran into the Yankees, and the Mariners lost the first two games of a series against the Yankees after facing the Pirates. That's got to be frustrating to know. The Mariners have been down for most of this season, but they can come in, or the Pirates can go to Seattle, and the Mariners can take 2 of 3 in that series. It's just, so there are reasons to be disappointed. And if you have any more reasons, call in 412-928-9370. But if you got the hashtags on Twitter, if you're pleading that Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington should be fired, it just seems like an easy solution, like an easy decision in our heads. But like, what else would they do? Like, that's the stuff that I don't agree with. As just, you know, being rational and understanding of how baseball works and how this team's been making efforts to develop. I think we got a taste in April of what we're going to see more consistently next season, if anything. We hope that O'Neill Cruz will come back from injury and do well. Maybe the Pirates can find more starting pitching. It's a shame that Vince Velasquez was going on a tear, and then all of a sudden his elbow is in jeopardy, it seems. That he just can't get that elbow feeling right, which is scary. But, like, we're not going and firing the manager. We're not going and firing the general manager. That, to me, just doesn't... There's no way that makes sense. That's just the easy rage response that you can have online. But it frustrates me to no end when, you know, fans just go, yeah, you know, that's a good idea. Let's just spread these hashtags. Let's spread this ideology, and that's the cool thing to do right now. It's not. Think more realistically about this team. If you're frustrated with the team and you lose interest in the games because they're losing these blowouts, like, you don't want to sit and watch the game on television the whole time because ending up losing by 10. I understand that. You know, it's okay to lose interest even if they start to bottom out and they start to really cross below 500. I hear that. But to say, let's dismantle management already, guys, like, let's just relax. Okay, have more rational thoughts. And I love Dave from Delmont talking about why we should be disappointed. Because the players on the field, who are supposed to be major leaguers, who are supposed to be major league ready, are not making routine plays, and they're making base running blunders. That's reasonable. Firing the manager and the general manager and dismantling everything, not reasonable. 412-928-9370 is my phone number. You don't get anything sports, really. I'll get you going this morning because I am not thrilled about the Pirates right now, and it doesn't sound like many of you are either, and we've talked about this before, too. I've had so much hope for the Pirates before, and I really did think they were going to win 84 games, and I hope they turn it around to the point where they do, just so I can say them, right, to be honest with you, but also because it's nice to have faith and optimism in your team, but also, this is just the cruel reality right now, the cruel reality of an injury-plagued team, and of just the visual, the idea that they're not ready yet. It's looking more and more like that. Now, maybe this will be an every other month thing where they go and they have an incredible month of June, and I think that'd be fantastic. We just can't know. We got to wait this whole season out. We don't have to wait all of next season out necessarily, but just see how April goes next season too. With their roster full and hopefully not affected by injury, and they add a few more pieces, and then they really start to compete. But keep it reasonable. Keep it reasonable. That's all I ask of you.